With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The bodies of two of the six construction workers missing in the aftermath of the Baltimore Bridge collapse have been recovered from the Patapsco River. They were found in a submerged pickup truck. The investigation of the catastrophic accident includes analysis of the container ship's black box, and a senior federal hazmat investigator has been brought in to review the ship's cargo.
He was able to identify 56 containers of hazardous materials. That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homedy. It's expected the economic impact of the closure of the Port of Baltimore will be felt nationwide. A 22-year-old man is in custody following a deadly stabbing spree in northern Illinois.
In the city of Rockford, we have four individuals who are deceased. We have one that's in critical condition right now, and an additional four that are in stable condition.
Rockford, Illinois Police Chief Carla Redd says a suspect is being questioned now. So far, nothing on a motive. Accepting an invitation from the officer's family, former President Trump today will attend the wake of fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller. The 31-year-old was gunned down in the line of duty. President Biden will also be in New York today. He'll be attending a campaign fundraiser with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Also at SRNNews.com, tributes pouring in for the late Joe Lieberman. The former U.S. Senator from Connecticut died yesterday. Complications from a fall. Joe Lieberman was 82 years old. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 12 points. NASDAQ futures off 34 points. This is SRN News. Our special Holy Week series continues today as we focus on a disturbing trend among young people in our country. Dallas author and biblical scholar Dr. Jeremiah Johnston says despite some skepticism by a number of Americans, the truth about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is solidly documented in the Bible.
We have a growing number of individuals who believe that the resurrection of Jesus is a non-essential belief. 33% of Gen Z right now in the United States thinks that it's optional to believe that Jesus physically, bodily rose from the grave. What does the Bible tell us? In an incredible passage, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 8, Jesus died for our sins, but it doesn't stop there. He rose again. That is the gospel. We're not to add to it. We're not to take away from it. We've got to get the gospel right.
Dr. Johnston adds that millions of people will get it right on Easter Sunday. This is SRN News. Clean your plate. Apparently, a lot of people don't.
A new UN report estimates that 19% of the food produced around the world went to waste in 2022. That's a little more than 1 billion metric tons of food. The biggest share of food waste, about 60%, came in households. Almost 30% came in food service operations, such as restaurants. The updated food waste index comes 3 years after the UN's first attempt to quantify the problem as part of trying to cut food waste in half by the year 2030. Besides leaving people hungry, food waste means needless greenhouse gas emissions and amounts to a misuse of the land and water required to raise crops and animals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried facing the potential of decades in prison when he is sentenced today for his role in the 2022 collapse of FTX. More details at srnnews.com.